Happy Wednesday, and welcome to Sacred Sentiments with Rev Mickey. A story is told of a famous speaker who held up a $20 bill. The speaker asked, "Who would like this?" Of course, all the hands went up. He then proceeded to crumble up the $20 bill and said, "Who still wants the $20 bill?" All the hands in the room went up again. With that, he dropped the money on the floor and stood on it. He then asked, "Who wants it now?" Again, every single hand was raised. Little did everyone know the $20 bill being crumbled was a big metaphor. It didn't matter how crumbled or dirty the $20 bill got, the value of it never decreased. It was still worth $20. It didn't matter how crumbled or dirty the $20 bill got, the value of it never decreased. It was still worth $20. Isaiah 139, verse 14 reads, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I am who God says I am." I've read this story many times, and it never ceases to amaze me how even in metaphors, even in short stories, God still speaks. God still speaks. And what he's saying in this story is that no matter what we've gone through in life, what our past has been, who people say we are, our value to God never changes. If we look in the Bible, there are many persons who God used who had a past. They had disabilities. They had limitations. They were persons that society might deem unnecessary. But God saw something greater. You see, God sees in us oftentimes what we don't see in ourselves. Let's look at Moses. Moses stuttered. And his stuttering caused hesitation, caused him to say, "God, I don't think I can do this. People won't listen to me because I stutter." But God still used him. And his purpose, his ministry, his abilities, God made room for him. Before I accepted my calling, and even in that process, I wondered, what is it that I can say that people will hear? I didn't feel worthy enough to be an ambassador or a gospel speaker. I didn't like speaking in public. I didn't like, my mother will often say, by the time I get up and read a scripture or say something in public, by the time people get to it, I'm already done because I speak so fast. I didn't think I had in me to do what God needed to do. But yet God saw something greater. And so like this $20 bill, it didn't matter what the $20 bill went through. It didn't matter if it was crumbled. It didn't matter if it was stepped on. It didn't matter if it got ripped. It didn't matter if it got wet. It was still a $20 bill. You see, what it had gone through didn't change the value. And that speaks in so many ways. Our value never decreases in God's sight. You see, we can second guess ourselves. We can say I'm not worthy. We can say I'm not called. I'm not chosen. But the scripture says I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I might have had to go through the fire. I had to go through some heartaches. I might have had to go through a divorce, lost a job, lost everything that I possessed. But sometimes you have to go through in order to get to where God has for you to be. I strongly believe that when God calls us to an assignment, when God calls us to a person, when God calls us to a place, He has already given us or will give us what we need to fulfill the assignment. Mickey in and of herself can't do what she does without the Holy Spirit speaking through me. I can't do this podcast if it's not God's nudging, if it's not God's direction, if it's not God's word, if it's not God's wisdom. You see, people can say, who does she think she is to be able to say what it is that God has her to say? Or who does he or she think that they are to be in a position of stature? But God sees greater. God sees greater. So I'm often encouraged and reminded, even in this story about this $20 bill, that life will get hard, that life will give us many challenges that we have to overcome, but it doesn't change our value. Nobody can take away from you what God has placed in you, what God has given you. Isaac was blind, but God still used Isaac. So if you were just to say your name and what you feel that is your disability, your impediment, how can God still use you? Because he can. He can. God takes us as we are, broken, wounded, hurt, shattered, destroyed, and he molds, he shapes us, he puts us back together again. Almost like that story of Humpty Dumpty. He fell and he broke. But if we were to use that analogy in the spiritual realm, many times we fall. Our hearts are shattered. Our mind is turned upside down. But God, I am who God says I am. Not the world, not man, but I am who God says I am. So rest assured that no matter what you go through, no matter what you've been through, your value does not change. Begin to speak life to yourself. Begin to speak positivity and affirmations to yourself. Because you, my beloved, are who God says you are. Be blessed.